Market Wrap, between 5 and 6 every weekday on Share Radio.
Well, could have knocked down the country's economist with a feather. Today, the inflation rate fell unexpectedly last month. The CPI, the Consumer Prices Index, dropped to 0.9% in October, down from 1% in September. The falling price of clothing and university tuition fees has held the inflation rate back this month, as the fall in value of the pound hasn't so far fed through to consumers. Now it's time to talk to Pete Comley, our resident inflation expert, author of the book Inflation Matters. Pete, we're you surprised that inflation actually eased down to 0.9% from 1%?
No, not particularly. Because you remember last month when we were talking about this, we were talking about that virtually half of the increase that we saw in the previous statistics were all to do with clothing prices. And clothing prices are this incredibly volatile number that ONS have a real problem in trying to measure. So all we've seen this month is the clothing increase that shouldn't really happen last month largely reverse it out of the numbers. So
and yet most economists predicted to go up to 1.1%.
That's because I'm afraid they don't look at the detail. The devil is in the detail with inflation statistics there. Some elements are incredibly volatile in them, and clothing is undoubtedly one of the worst. Airfares and the other one that went down this month, which is gaming and toys, is another one which is quite volatile as well. So that's why, to be honest, I think the honest answer for this month is probably about 1%. Last month was probably 0.8%. It's in a gradual move up.
RPI, the one that we're told is not an official index anymore, but the one that many people sort of instinctively tend to gravitate towards as being indicative of their own experience, that actually stayed the same at 2% this month, I think.
Yeah, exactly, and arguably a more valid measure of it, really. But, I think it was sort of, you know, quite interesting that food is still this big drag on the negative drag on inflation rate. I mean, we've got food prices still declining 2.5%. I mean, you were talking about Tesco's earlier. They're obviously managing to push up their prices on some things, maybe. But there's still a supermarket price war going on with regard to vegetables. There's a whole load of things like broccoli to cabbage to mushrooms that all seem to be hitting sort of like lows that we've not seen for sort of 2 or 3 years. So that price war is still very active.
And sadly, things you can't stock up on knowing that prices are going to go up either. They won't keep for very long. Let's talk about the Producers' Price Index, though, which will give us an indication, perhaps, about the direction of future inflation. And that was showing a pretty sharp rise. I think input prices up 12%, is that right?
Yeah, 12%. And in the latest month, they're up nearly 5%. So I think that is the clear direction of travel. I mean, so far, I think they were saying sort of factory gate prices up only 2% so far, but that's going to feed through a lot. I mean, we've already seen a lot in the media over the last few weeks about everything from Marmite to tea bags to crisps to Persil and Apple even putting their prices up by 10%. I mean, it's quite, this pass-through of prices is quite complex, really. But I think this time a lot of companies are going to try and use the excuse of Brexit to sort of push prices through. I mean, we saw Birds Eye trying to put through 12%, didn't we, on fish fingers and that. But I think that's mainly because, you know, the pound, it's not just the decline that we've seen since Brexit. The pound had been sort of declining. It was like that 1.7 a couple of years ago. So it's been steadily declining down. So and I think it gets to a point when a lot of companies think, you know, it's gone so far, I've got to put my prices up. So it remains to be seen,
now,
I think.
I was going to say, Pete, let's talk about the CPIH measure. Explain briefly what it is. But the ONS are going to tinker with this, aren't they, or going to make it their main measure. This is the one that tries to some extent to include housing costs, because as we often discuss, one of the problems with the index is it doesn't reflect what the main cost of living is for so many people.
And the one you've just been talking about, house prices up 7.7%, and yet it's not in CPI. And so therefore ONS is talking about actually going across to reporting as the main measure for March being CPIH, which stands for CPI housing. Though bizarrely, CPI housing still doesn't include anything to do with house prices, which I'm sure the man in the street will find incredibly perverse and perplexing, that how the ONS can create a statistic called housing that doesn't include house prices. And in fact, it doesn't even include anything to do with your expenses on houses, to do with mortgages or buildings insurance or maintenance. They're just going to somehow come up with some bizarre estimate of it to do with rent. So it's a strange strange statistic. It's one that's been shrouded in controversy since it was created. And for the ONS to go to it seems a strange decision, I think.
But and obviously, it doesn't sound as though this is a figure you're going to trust. If they sort of basically conjure a number out of thin air that doesn't actually reflect housing costs, isn't that a statistic that's going to be worse than useless?
I think that's totally the case. And as I said, I think a lot of commentators have had very little time for CPIH, and indeed ONS themselves de-designated it as a valid statistic 2 years ago, and it's still not even been reinstated. So how we can be switching to it in March seems bizarre, to say the least. But the other thing I think that's probably concerning is that I'm not sure that government's going to be that amused about it either, because for the last couple of years, CPIH has been about 0.3% higher than CPI. So if they switch to it, that means that, you know, all government pensions and benefits are going to go up at a higher rate. And also the Bank of England's target is going to be more difficult to achieve as well. So there's probably going to be a number of people who are not going to be greatly amused by this decision either.
Well, chances if that's certainly a story worth following. Pete, thank you very much in talking to us. That's Pete Comley, our resident inflation expert on the Market Wrap on the evening show and author of Inflation Matters.